Joel Heath, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Now, your organization has won a $750,000 grant from Google Impact Challenge. Tell me about your project.
We're really excited. Our project is called Siku, which is the Inuktitut word for sea ice. And we've been basically bringing together the best of technologies to benefit Inuit. So it's kind of we're calling it a wiki of Inuit knowledge and a social mapping platform. So the idea is kind of we have these profiles for people and for wildlife and for types of sea ice using Inuktitut terminology that you can tag photos with, and a mobile app where you can take photos that are GPS referenced and you can tag them to help mobilize Inuit observations out on the land and out on the ice. And each of those profiles will be like a Wikipedia of Inuit knowledge. And so basically kind of bringing together these different tools and services to help with safety on the ice and knowledge transfer, documenting Inuit observations over time and mobilizing that knowledge.
How is this tool going to work? What do you have to create an account?
We'll have it set up so that you can sign in with your Facebook account or email or whatever the case might be. So each person, it'll be basically a social media platform for Inuit, by Inuit. And so it started as a prototype for our community-driven research programs in Southeast Hudson Bay, James Bay. And so whenever hunters have been out doing work, sometimes with like a salinity profiler or taking ice core samples, the results of the work would show up on their profile. So it would be a way to manage the data, for one, but also to keep track so that the hunters in the different communities could see the work that they'd contributed to and to see the work that was going on in the neighboring communities so that the communities could be really involved in the process of research and interpreting the results using their own knowledge system. And so each person has an account, just like on social media, with a profile picture, and then they're tagged in the results of that research. And so that's kind of how it started, and now we've expanded that to add profiles for wildlife and the types of ice and profiles for communities and organizations as a way to kind of bring together all these different tools for environmental stewardship. And so you would log on and you could post, you know, a comment or a video. That's kind of the plan. And we're basically, you know, a lot of it can be around environmental stewardship, but we're consulting now with different Inuit organizations and with our partners at Nunavut Sisimiiksevut, which is kind of the upcoming youth leaders, about, you know, how they would like to see it work and the features that they think would be best.
And the platform or the interface itself is in Inuktitut? What languages is it in?
Yeah, well, our goal is to have it trilingual. A lot of our website's trilingual right now, in English, French, and Inuktitut. The profiles for ice types we're working to cross-reference all the Inuktitut dialects, which is a bit of a challenge, but we're making some good progress. One of our partners at Carleton University, Gidel Jbisik, did a project called the Siku Atlas that brought together terminology for communities in the north and west, and we're working to bring in terminology from Voices from the Bay and working with elders in, you know, Southeast Hudson Bay and Nunavik. To cross-reference, basically. So the profile for the type of ice would have, you know, both all those different Inuktitut dialects as well as the Canadian Ice Service term. And depending on where your profile is from, it would show your dialect first. So
geolocate it to show...
your profile, like if your profile is associated with a community, the region that community is in, that would be the dialect that would show first. But you could go to the profile and see all the other dialects. But if you wanted to tag a photo with the type of ice, it would show up in your dialect. Hmm. So we're working to bring in the language as much as possible. So it's similar to like Facebook is also, you know, you can post in any language if you want, but the overall tools are in English, but you can switch it over. So right now, we're working on ways to bring in all the different languages and not just the languages, the dialects, in as many ways as we can.
So this is more not just about safety on the ice. This is also about preserving culture and transmitting culture and traditional knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, in the short term, the ice safety, like, so if you're out on the ice and you use the mobile app and you take a picture and the picture is geo-referenced, and then you can tag that photo. So where on the photo the dangerous ice, like Apatengnek is the word we use in Samakiluwak area for ice that looks safe on the surface, but the currents have washed it out underneath, so it's dangerous. And so you could tag the photo with that. And so in the short term, that, you know, the younger hunters in the community can see that it's dangerous there to be careful. But in the long term, it's also documenting changes over time. So the more you document those ice conditions, then you'll have a long time series showing how the ice has changed. And then we're also using the results of the platform, like some of the work that we've done using the prototype already, to teach culturally relevant curriculum in northern schools. So we've been working with the Kadavik School Board, which is for all the communities in Nunavik, to bring in culturally relevant lesson plans for math and science. So kind of teaching and using data that was collected by Inuit hunters and examples that are culturally relevant. So we're even teaching like trigonometry by looking at the angle that an eider duck dives underneath the ice, for example. And so our vision is kind of bringing the right curriculum to the northern schools, inspire those youth to be the next generation of environmental leaders and researchers, provide them training opportunities with the hunters that we work with in the communities so that they can have future employment options in environmental monitoring.
Now, for our listeners who are not familiar with eider ducks, can you describe what they are and why did you decide to call your society Eider Duck Society?
Yeah, we get that question a lot. In the Samakiluwak area, the eider duck is a big 3-kilogram bird. They dive underneath the ice. A lot of birds migrate south, but these eider ducks stay in the Arctic all year round. They stay throughout the winter. And eider ducks have the warmest feather in the world. So it's kind of the ultimate technology of nature. And in Samakiluwak area, they didn't have any caribou, and so they used the eider ducks for their main source of clothing and food. And we made a film called People of a Feather a few years ago, and that was what started our whole charity, with the momentum of that film. That was during International Polar Year that we made that. And so we created the Arctic Eider Society as a legacy to the film and to International Polar Year to turn that knowledge into action. And so since then, we've been doing a lot of research in the education programs and in environmental stewardship work. And so for us, you know, the eider is kind of the canary in the coal mine for the north. It's the technology. It's kind of how we got started. And now, you know, we just got an award for technology from Google, which is pretty amazing. But, of course, we still think that just because it's new technology doesn't mean it's better. So the eider down technology is still kind of our inspiration and the ultimate technology. We still use a harpoon to test the ice. And we might have a mobile app on a mobile device, but to keep that from freezing, we're going to keep it in our parka underneath the eider down kind of thing. So the integration of traditional knowledge, Inuit knowledge and science, and traditional tools and modern technology is something we're really interested in. So that's how we got our name. It leads to some confusion, but that's where it is. Yes. Arctic Eider Society.
Yes, I remember those parkas. I was at one of your press conferences when you came to Montreal and had a chance to put one on, made out of the skin of the so the feathers were still on the skin of the parka.
Yeah, those traditional parkas are amazing. For the film we had the traditional parkas and the modern parkas, and it was pretty amazing to get those made. They're so warm.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And, of course, we have our prototype online, so arcticeider.com, and there's a map button, and so you can kind of see the results of the work we've been doing so far, and people can sign up for an account. And if people are interested to collaborate or to sign up and give us ideas. We really want this to be Inuit-driven, so we'd welcome people to do that.
Great. We'll certainly put in a link to that map in our story. All right. Thank you very much, and all the best.